John the Baptist was sent to prepare the way of the Lord, to make straight the way of the Lord, and he admitted that he was not the Christ, that he was his whole purpose and reason for being and ministering was to prepare for Jesus, to point him out, to point the finger at Jesus and say, this is the Son of God, this is the Messiah, this is the one you are to follow and listen to. And John also tells us in the first reading that we are to remain in him. Let what you have heard from the beginning remain in you. If what you have heard from the beginning remains in you, then you will remain in the Son and in the Father. Just as but his anointing teaches you about everything and is true and not false, just as it taught you, remain in him. And now, children, remain in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be put to shame by him at his coming. We are called to remain in Jesus. Of course, in this Christmas season, our focus is on the Christ child. And, you know, contrast this with the world that where Jesus is receding more and more, disappearing. You don't hear his name. We're getting confused and forgotten in the different religions where we are asked to believe that Christianity is not the major religion anymore, and all of this. And what it leads to is unhappiness and sadness throughout the world, because we don't have Jesus, who is the reason for our being, the reason for our existence, the reason for our happiness. So we have to remain in him first, remain in him and grow in holiness in Jesus, and then spread his name, spread the glory of God through the name of Jesus. We have to bring Christianity back into front and center, back into the public, and not be afraid, but we have to be bold in preaching Jesus again, because he is the answer to everything. He is our happiness and joy, and this is the gospel truth. We have to speak and preach the gospel. If everyone reads the gospel, they will have a pattern, a path to live on, teachings, the reason to live, the answers and the explanations for our life, and what our purpose is, and how we are to live our daily life, how we are to relate to our brothers and sisters, how we are to live and live our spiritual life and hope for the future, and for eternal life. This is it. This Jesus is everything. We need to preach him and speak of him and hold up the cross and hold up Jesus on the cross and keep proclaiming it to the world, because otherwise the world is going to despair, because without Jesus there isn't any reason to live. There isn't any answers. Everything is confusing. The world and the evil in the world doesn't make any sense without our Lord. So we need to bring our Lord to our brothers and sisters through our own example, through our preaching, and not be afraid to preach the truth about Christianity, Jesus, the Catholic faith, in the midst of all these other religions and all this confusion. And still, of course, we respect others and respect where they're at, but bring them to the true faith. Bring them inevitably to the one true faith, Jesus and Christianity and the Catholic faith. Yeah.